Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Yisrael, Erev Pesach. We'll begin today's Amid, Daf Pei Vav, Amid Beis. Bottom line, the Gemara is talking about people that have positions of authority. They really have to be careful. Says Gemara, bottom line, Rava. Rava, you have enough of Gudino, when he used to go to be a dying Amar Hachi, he used to say about himself, V'tzvu Nafshi L'Tol Nafek, out of his own will, he is going to his death, meaning to say that he has to be very, very careful in the courtroom. Utsu Beisei Leslo Avid, and he's not doing the wishes of people in his house, meaning to say, I think he's not bringing out money. V'reikon Beisei Azol, in fact, he's going back to his house without money, he doesn't get paid as a salary. Uvayisha Tehei Biyak Yitzia. The fact his coming home should be the same as when he left. And when he left, he should be free of Averis, and when he comes home, he should be free of Averis. V'chi Avichazi Amhuba Dabasrei. And this is Rava, according to another Gersa Rav that we skipped out of this Gemara, Ayin Debach. And when he saw people following him to give him covet, Amar he said, even though his chashiv goes up to Shemaim, Reisha Lav Yagia, and his head touches the clouds, Kigela Netzach Yaveh, just like his own waist is going to go be lost, so too himself is going to be lost. And people, Rayav, people that see him, though people that had seen him, Yemur Ayah, they're going to say, where is he? Meaning to say, such is the bottom of the island, don't let things get to you too much. Says Gemara, Rav Zutcha, Gav Mechzveh, Le Bishabta, Derigla. Rav Zutcha, when his Talmidim used to carry him right before the Yom Tovim, he used to go give Drashas on Shabbos, he used to carry him on his shoulders, he was old. Hava Amra used to say, don't let this covet get to you. Kiloy Lo'olam Chaysen, power does not last forever. Mnezel Udar Radar. And does the Nazar, he asks the first question, does a crown last the Darvidar from generation to generation? No, it doesn't. So not to get too haughty over here. Seis Pnei Rasha Leitayv, to show favor to a Rasha is not good. Why? Because we want Rasha to have, because if a Rasha will have goodness in this world, he's not going to go do tshuva, and then all the bad things are going to hit him, Olam Haba. So Leitayv says in Gemara, Lehem L'Rashayim, it's a rishon that they get that they're shown favor in this world. It's not good for Achav. Achav did a little bit of tshuva, and then he was shown favor. Since Achav did a little bit of humbled in front of me during his life, then I'm not going to go bring him bad in his days. Lamaisa, what happened? Boom, he had things good for him, and Mela, he did a more Averis, then he's going to get Mesu Ben Elam Hava. Continues the Brisa. It says in the Pasuk, Hatis Sadik or Mishpat, it's good to tip the scales against the people that Tzadikim, why? Because it's good for Tzadikim that they don't care favor, and that they don't are not shown favor in this world. It's good for that Moshe Rabbeinu was not shown favor in this world. Because Hashem said, Yan lo yamantim bilak bisheni. Because you did not believe in me to be makdish me, meaning to say, in front of Klai, so you didn't hit the rock. You didn't speak to the rock, you hit the rock. However, if you did believe in me, adayin le'agiyaz manam li'padim an'aylam, you timed to be padim an'aylam, to be nifter from this world, when I'd have come. The fact that you did this avera brings you to the time of leaving this world, and I guess it's considered a good thing, because Olam Haba, a good Olam Haba is waiting. Moshe Rabbeinu, Memela, he got punished over here, quote unquote, but he went to Olam Haba early, and he got a lot of schar over there. Asherem HaTzadikim, another difference between the Tzadikim and the Rasham, Asherem HaTzadikim are fortunate. Loi Dain Shein Zeichen. Not only in and of enough that they're zeichet to themselves good things. Also, mizakim levnam 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 ad seif kol hadoreis. They're mizakim the children and grandchildren for all until the end of generation. Shekam banim hayla aron shirin lisarf kinadav aviyu. Aron had a few several children that could have been burnt like another aviyu. Because the fact that the pasuk says shenema harnisarim the survivors, mean to say that there were other ones that were ready to get misa. El sham leizchus aviyam. But however, the Schus Aviyam Aaron HaKohen was a very, very chash of a person. Memela, two of his sons, got speared. And however, the opposite is by Risham. Oilam Risham, woe upon to the Risham, not only in it of enough, in it of itself, that they're mechayiv themselves. And mechayiv levneim, 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 ad seif kaderes. Mechayiv all their children and grandchildren until the end of generations. Har bevanim ha'ilai, there was many, har bevanim ha'ilai chanan, there were many children of chanan, sheruim li samech bit ketavi azir shal vishmal. They were roi bats and get smicha, like Tavi. Tavi was the servant of Rav Gamliel, and Tavi be'etzem could have got he was a big tamachach, and he could have got smicha. However, al shchem sabiyam garmel lehen, because of what their father did, Ganan, then that is why they were not, they missed this opportunity, they could not get smicha. The Bryce says further, kol mzak zer rabbim, anybody who's mzak of the public, ain chet mali yaday. There's no chet that comes before him, v'chol machtis rabbim. And anybody that makes the rabbim, do averis kemat im aspikim yaday las shuva. It's kemat, he does not have the opportunity to do tshuva. Says the Gemara, call Mzakas Rab, anybody who's Mzakas Rab, there's not going to be any chait, and I believe that Hashem is not going to give them the opportunity to do a chait. My time, but what is the reason why? Ain chait ba yada, a person that's Mzakas Rabim, Kadesh lo ye hu be gehenim, a talmidim ganedim. So that he will not be in gehenim, and then his talmidim are going to be in ganedim. He should be together with them. Shinamar like says, ki lo yisaz leiv ish nafshi l'shoil, you're not going to abandon me. You're not going to let your chasidim see destruction. Okay? Memelo teaches us that Hashem prevents basically the tzaddik from falling into Gehenim, but he just doesn't let him do averis. I'm saying he doesn't give them the opportunity to do averis, because avada is bechira. If a person chooses to averis, avada is bechira, but he doesn't give them an opportunity to do averis. Anybody that's machtes rabbi, he does not have the opportunity to do tshuva. Yehu began edim, salmidav began him. So that the opposite, he should not be in gan edim, as tamim should be gan edim. Adam asuk bedam nefesh bedam nefesh advar yanosh. Ya advar yanosh. A person that's guilty of spilling blood, he's going to go to his pit, and they're not going to go and support him. Adam ashuk bedam nafesh adbar yonos atim chuvai, they're not going to go support him. Meaning to say, Hashem is not going to prevent him from falling into this bar, which is Gehenim, and he's going to go and fall into the bar and be together with his people that he influenced for bad. I'm a person that says, I'm going to do Averis, and I'm going to do Tshuva. The Mishnah said, he's not going to go give the opportunity to do Tshuva. Lama, li, lamemer, echdavashav, why do you have to say twice? I'm going to do Averis and do Tshuva, I'm going to do Averis and Tshuva. Why do you say it twice? Because they're Runa Marav. Like Ravuna says in the name of Rav, Amar Ravuna Amar Rav, Kivin She'eh Ava Adam Aver V'Shanabai, once a person does Avera and repeats it, Hotulai becomes Mutu for him. In fact, Gemara Hotulai Sakadaitach clarifies in Gemara, it's not really Hotulai, Avada Aver doesn't become Mutu, El Nas like a Heter, becomes like a Heter, he becomes used to it. Memele Echdavashav, it just, I guess, symbolizing when a person does Avera, he starts doing it more and more. I mean, twice, it becomes Naslik Hatter. Says Gemara, the Mishnah said, Echad v'yem gur mechaper, ain't gur mechaper. If I'm do averis and yem kippur, it's mechaper. Meaning I'm saying, I'm going to do averis and yem kippur, it's mechaper. Ain't yem gur mechaper, yem kippur, it's not mechaper. Lay masis, says Gemara, like Rebbe. Let's say our Mishnah is not like Rebbe. The Tanya, Rebbe, I'm a Rebbe, says, I'll call averis Shabbat Torah, bein asa tshuva, bein lo yasa tshuva, whether a person does averis, whether he does tshuva, whether he does not do tshuva, yem gur mechaper, yem kippur is mechaper. So the Mishnah that said, Yom Kippur is not mechaper. Luchar is not like this, like what Rebbe's saying, because Rebbe's saying Yom Kippur is always mechaper. Everything where I feel timid, Rebbe, can you be like Rebbe? Why the Mishnah say you're not going? It's not going. Yom Kippur is not going to do kapara. Agav shani. When I'm doing averis, basically, and I'm saying, oh, it's on account of Yom Kippur. Oh, it's going to be on the, you know, the Yom Kippur account. It's going to be forgiven. Then it's not going to be mechaper. Meaning to say, Rebbe said, whether you did tshuva or you not did tshuva, Yom Kippur is mechaper. However, if you did averis, meaning on account of Yom Kippur, by saying, oh, I know Yom Kippur is going to be mechaper, then it's not going to work. Says Gemara, the Mishnah said, averis min ad mamakayim, only averis that are between a person and Hashem, Yom Kippur is mechaper for, averis min ad mechaperay, Yom Kippur is not mechaper for. Rabbi Levi Yosef bar Chavu, Rabbi Vav, Rabbi Yosef bar Chavu, showed a stira to It says, so Averis ben al mechaber einim gur mechaper. The Mishnah said, Averis are between a person and his friend. Yom Kippur is not mechaper. But it doesn't. But Luchayra it says in the pasuk, im yechta ish la ish. if a person does aver to another ish, ufil laikim, and Hashem's going to accept his ufil laikim. Hashem's going to go accept his like tefillah, his bakasha. So l'chara, how could it be? L'chara, here it's saying that Hashem is going to go accept it. The Gemara, no. Maya l'kim, what is a kim? L'kim is not Hashem. L'kim is referring to Dayanim. And when it's referring to Dayanim, the whole pasuk comes in context of this, that Maya l'kim, Dayana, so if it means v'nasnu, if it means ufila l'kim, once l'kim is judges, ufila is also lashon that, as Rashi explains. So, meaning to say, the judge will judge him, nothing to do with Hashem. So, that's the Gemara answers. That's what the Gemara answers. It's nothing to do with Hashem. Adrab, Hashem cannot be Michael, a person, if he does Avera, Spinola, Machavera. Frank Gemara, Yachi, if so, Ema Seifa, Olachaira. The end of Pasuk says, Vim Lachshem Yechbe Ish, Mius Baaloi. But if a person does Avera against Hashem, who will judge him? Now, if you're going to say, how can you say that. L'chayr, there's many ways, right? If you say, if a person does aver Hashem, miyus ba'alai, who's going to go and who's going to go and judge him? There's many ways for Hashem to go judge a person. Meaning to say, if you're going to tell me that the end of the pasuk of filloi is a lashon of judgment, okay? The l'chayr, how can it say who will judge him? Of course, Hashem will judge a person. Elamai, you can't tell me that filloi means judgment. Filloi means that you do like a piece of person, do nice things. And then the beginning of the pasuk tells us, you're going to do tshuva, a piece of person, and then Hashem's going to memechel you. Meaning to say, if you're going to use like him, like the same way the beginning of the pasuk uses it, as a judge, as Hashem, as a judge, and doing judging, the rest of the pasuk doesn't make sense. Something's wrong over here. And the Gemara, this is what it means to say. Yes, you're right. It means a piece of person. But you read it as follows. If a person's going to go do aver from person to person, and he does appease him, then the next word, alikim, when it says Hashem, it means alikim yimchalei, Hashem's going to go forgive him. Meaning to say, you only get kapar from a person if you do averus to the person. And then the second part of the pasuk says, if a person sins to Hashem, mi yispal ba'adai, who will? Yes, now we're saying, yispal, yes, it's still a lashon of appeasing. Who's going to be appease Hashem for him? And then the Gemara's going to answer, tshuva ma'isim ta'ivim. So that's going to go by an alma machaber. But the bottom line is, we see over here by an alma machaber, only if you ask forgiveness from a person can it work. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yitzchak said, "Kol machnes chaver afilu b'dvarim." Anybody who bothers his friends, even through words, sarach l'faisa, he has to go and be mefaisim, calm him down, and make him be meich, and ask him to be meichel. Shnemar, as it says in the pasuk, "Beni emarav tol riacha tekatal azar kapecha nekashta v'mefiicha." Basically, if you go and you hurt your stranger, or with the words of your mouth, do this and you'll be saved. I deliver yourself. Basically, give over to your friend. Give over yourself. What would be the two ways? You go do things in your friend's hand. The Gemara is going to explain it. Or have re'echa and treat him like a ruler. But with the Mar Dash from here, Mami Yesh Biyadcha, if there's money in your hand that belongs to him, had to lay pieces yad. You should open up the pieces yad, the palm of your hand, and give it. That's how we dash in kaf re'echa. And the rest of the pasuk, Rehav re'echa, not a ruler. V'imlav haber lav re'em. Re'echa could be used as re'em, friends. Gather a lot of friends around him to ask for forgiveness on your behalf. Says more Amar of Chista. You have to try to go and calm him down with three people, three lines of three people. Why? Because the Shura, it says in the Pasuk Shemar, Yasha Anashim. He goes around to people says, Vayemer Chatasiv Yasha Vesi Vilei Shavali. I made cook, I did things that are various, it did not benefit me, Vilei Shavali. Lamaisa, Ashura is a Lashon, Yashar is a Lashon of Shura. Ashura is a line of three people. And then it says three Lashonis of Kapara in this Pasuk. Chatasi, Vyash, Vyamar Chatasi, V'yashar avesiv, v'yashavali, three lashanis of three times people, meaning to say three times of three rows. B'mel, you have to go, and if you want to ask for a kapar, you have to go with three people, each one consisting of three people. Says Gemara Vayta. Amar Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, kom vakash madum mechaberi. Anybody that asks forgiveness from his friend, should not ask him more than three times. Three times it says the word na is a lesson of kapara, and he says three times in mace, and let's say the person dies, what should you do? Maybe asar bni adam, you bring a minion of people to his kever, and then stand by his kever, and he says, chatasi l'Hashem l'keisrol, we'll find you shechavati bai. I sent to Hashem, I sent to this person, and rather you should go and say, the Farshim say that you should go and say the Avera, you bring a mini to his caver. Says Gemara, a story about Mechila. Rabbi Yirmiyah Havu Milsa the Rabba Abba Bade. Rabbi Yirmiyah, there was Rabba Abba basically had something against Rabbi Yirmiyah. So now, what did Rabbi Yirmiyah do? Since Rabbi Abba had something against Rabbi Yirmiyah, Azal Esav Adash with Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Yirmiyah went and sat at the entrance to the house of Rabbi Abba. Bahadu Nishadya Amse Am Mayo, when Rabbi Abba's maidservant was throwing out water, dirty water, she threw it out outside on the steps. Matar Zazife de Maya Risha, drops of water hit the head of Rabbi Yirmiyah. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah said, Asuni Kashba, they made me into a garbage can. Karan Afshe, he said about himself, Mi Ashba Siyaram Evian. I was raised from the ashpa, from the dump. So Shem Rab Abba Navugape, Rab Abba heard this, came out to say him, to greet him. Amar Leir, Rab Abba said to Rab Yirmiyah, Hasha Tzirichno Mepak Adet Toch, now I need to ask you for forgiveness. Okay? Because Rab Abba felt that if somebody from his house caused a busha to Rab Yirmiyah, he would have to go now and ask Mechila Dixiv, Lechis Rabbis Rahav Re'echa, go and put yourself down and treat him like a ruler. So the bottom line is over here, in the end, Rabbi Abba had a tine against Rabbi Yirmiyah, but now Rabbi Abba asked Rabbi Yirmiyah forgiveness, so I'm guessing there's some type of things that equal out over here. Rabbi Zera Kavala Milsa Ba'ad Enish. When Rabbi Zera would have something against a person, he felt hurt by a certain person, what did he do? He wanted to make it easy for the person to ask Mechila, Havachal V'tani Klamei Umam Silei. He would go many times and pass in front of the person and make himself available for this person, so that the person that did Avera to him, that hurt him, would come and ask him for forgiveness. And Rav had a certain story also. He wanted to make it easier for somebody to ask for forgiveness. Rav had something against a certain butcher, meaning say he got hurt by a certain butcher. The butcher did not come to ask him for mechila. On day before him, Kibber, Rav said to himself, I'm going to go and get him to ask mechila. When Rav was on his way, Rav Huna met him. And Amalei, Rav Huna asked Rav, Lecha Gazomar, where is Amar going? Where are you going? Amalei, Rav answered him, Lefesui Lefananya. I'm going to make shalom with so and so, that butcher. Amar Rav Huna said, Azal Abba L'mikdol Nafshe, Abba, you're going to kill somebody. Why? Because he's not going to ask Mechila. Azal Bakamilave, Rav went and stood by the butcher. Hav Yosef called Poly Resha, the butcher was going and sitting and breaking the bones of an animal's head. He was going and chopping up an animal. Doli Enevichazi, the butcher raised his eyes and saw Rav. Amar Le, he said to Rav, Abba, you are Abba. Zil Leisle Milse Badach. I don't want to have anything to do with you. Okay? Go away, I have nothing. Azil Leisle Milse Badach. I have nothing to discuss with you. I have nothing. Please go away from here. Okay? And the shayla is maybe Abba Ad should be deleted. But basically he's saying, get away from me, I don't want to have anything to do with you. Pahada Kapali Resha, as he was breaking the necks of the animal's bones, and as he was breaking the bones of the animal's neck, or head, Ishmet Garmo Machia Bekoive Vikatle, a bone shot out, hit him in the throat, and killed him. I guess it was the last chance to do tshuva, and he did not do tshuva, and he got punished severely. Thank you everyone for listening. Yashikoyach, Chag Kosher, V'Sameach, all the best.